Moshe, beginning of Kuf Tzadivav, Yesh Omrim, but it's an overwhelming position that Vestis is the Rabbanon. And the question becomes, if Vestis is the Rabbanon, what about the Easter of Prisha? Right? The Zar, is that also the Rabbanon? Rov Poskim say yes. Yes, if Vestis is the Rabbanon. So the Zartem found over here in Masechta Nida of Samach Gimel Amud Beis is also the Rabbanon. However, there's a minority view. There's no Prisha is a Doraisa. We spoke about this once before. The Reim seems to say that way. Tosfos Psachim seems to hold that way. And the Noda Behuda has a famous explanation of Shema Meis Lo Chayshina, Shema Yomus Chayshina. That's the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Ches. The past is the past, that's Vestas, the Rabbanon. But for the future, we have to be Machmir. Okay? The Pesachei Tshuva quotes, let's take a look again. You've seen it before. Kuf Pei Dalet, everyone please open up to Pesachei Tshuva. Sivkot and Gimel, just to review briefly. Ayin Shuas Noda Behuda, Yoradea, Simonun Haven and Vav, Shehela, Damash, Armu Vestas, the Rabbanon, Heinel Indian Shlarmina, Shekvar Ross, and Bashas Vesta, from the Neged Chazoka of Orach Bismano Ba, Yesh Cheskas Tahara. Avo, the Indian Lifrosh me Ishto. Some of the Vesta, Kumanat Torah. Sorry, that's Minat Torah. Why? The Chashina and Shema Tira. For Minat Allah Haba Nokam Lo Becheskas Tara. The Otum the Olam Otira. It's comparable to Gittin Chav Ches. Shema Meis Lo Chashina. Shema Yomas Chashina Ayin Shem. Pardon me. This is the famous Noda Behuda, you know, that Prisha is the Raisa, even if you'll say that Vesta is the Rabbanon. Thank you. No, I have something. Thank you. This is Noda Behuda. Does everyone agree with Noda Behuda? Most posts seem to disagree. It's interesting. You open the Gemara. Now, test above. With the Suga Vesis Darabat and Darais was found to Fav Sazayin. Look in the back if you know what. In Yalkut Mefarshim, the Mitzpe Eisen. Let's take a look, please. Yalkut Mefarshim, Daf Tezvav. Additions page Yud Beis, the last piece in Yaakov Mefarshim, Tetzvav Amud Aleph is for Mitzvah Esa. Vesas Rabbanon, Psachim Daf Ayin Beis, Rav Yochanan Ishto Nida Baal Chayev Mugla B'Samach Levesta. Loven Mitzvah Chayev Chatas Shem Dehavel L'Shiyule Umashmer De Medaraisa Also Lavo Aleh Samach Levesta. Tosfos says over there.
The
Rebbe Reb Yonason. The crazy place is called Teferis Yisrael. Probably what it is. Thank you. Tough Yud, okay. He always knew things. Okay. The after man never vests to love the rice and in law ma khazak or was man above the khosh of lokav ara was man atora the come come both the shos love all that some the vest man atora mission the tashmish oh nupsha not the not be huda shava mesha me yam so different word shim the tashmish goreim la hazel dam the woman's body is affected by any kind of trauma any kind of you know something to the body including tashmish itself. Uve should not be huda mechag ben yanache. Tal ha'ovak shel obotka bizman vest lo chayish shem abo bizman. Aval al bo chayishin and tfei de shem yovo bizman. Lachin osu de shama shima. Is against the Rav Magid and the Ran, Tosis Yontif, that vest is Rabbonim, so psamach the vest is preacher the Rabbonim. Because there are two different reasons given over here. One is what we saw before in Pisrei Tshuva, not a Yehuda. And a new one from the Teferis Yisrael, I'm assuming that's what it means. Doesn't say where, a place. Okay? A different var. A different var. Interesting. There could be a third shot. A third shot. What's a third shot? Let's open up to the Aruch HaShulchan. That's one of the Maramakomas towards the bottom. I don't know if you got that far. How do you do with the Maramakomas? I have a long way till we finish it, but I just make sure you also have a long way. Okay, if you get close, let me know. We'll give you a new sheet. I expect for at least another week. At least. I gave you the stuff to keep you off the street for a long time. Let's see. Okay. This is valid. We'll pass the vestes of the rabbanon. Fine. I will imkain hotain akshav as mana vestes lo gisha. I will konas mana vestes lo malon echosh min haTorah. The begias mana vestes tagish v'tirek kedaka. Eshem uchzekas yibekach. Vayirov v'chazaka. Well, if you say isur samach leves habidaraisa. Wow. Because he's playing over here in Siv Dalid. Watch this. He says like this. Oh. Madis vi vestis doraisis vi amina devare rosso beha gosho kederech hanoshim v'lava data. We never haven't yet discussed this sugya at any length. That in order to become a nida, you have to re-abar gosha, sensation. We'll discuss the details as we go. Came up a little bit in the Shivanakim. Do you do you, don't you? But over here, we have a situation where we're suggesting that the fact that there's no hargosha, that's the explanation of Vesis Lav Daraisa. The one who's Daraisa is Higisha Lav Adaita. We pass into Rabbonan. Menatorin Tzorach Lachsho Shema Higisha Lav Adaita. Kemesh Lor Gisha V'gamach Hazman Vesis Botka Matzor Torah Shapir Tahori. Rabbonan, I'm afraid. Avshel Lor Gisha. Fine. That's only after of his manavest lorigisha. Avakonas manavest is lama lo nechush min haTorah. We give his manavest tagish v'tirak and daka buchzak zibekach rov v'chazaka. Isur de samach vest avidor raisa. Tov neshleva or but shas vestes vaday nira davim min haTorah. Look at that, Rabosa. Look at that. Look at that. He quotes in Sivav the Noda Yehuda. No, he tells you not a Behuda. He doesn't like not a Behuda at all. Doesn't like it. He likes his pshat. Okay. So we have to come to the same result three different ways. You can have preacher the rice in the vestes to Rabbonim. Not a Behuda. Right? He said, because Shem Yamas Chashina, I'm assuming that means Tiferes Yisrael says, because the Tashmish itself will bring on the period. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. The only reason why Vesis is not the Raisa Lalocha is because of the fact that she wasn't Margish. That's past tense. Future tense, at any moment, she could be Margish. Oh, fine. Adkan. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Two different things. According to the Noda Behuda, Shema Meis Lo Chashinan Shema Yamos Chashinan. We always worry about future tense. Right? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, the only reason we can be Megil and Vestas not the Rice in past tense is because a lack of Hargosha. What will happen in a case where there is no lack of Hargosha? What does that mean? The person is not capable of any Hargosha. Whatever it may be. The person says there's maybe a Cheresh or the Shota. That's one of the things we'll get to later. Whatever the case. Or whatever the reason is. Would we say Vestas is the Rabbanim? Called the Aruch HaShulchan? Maybe not. Maybe Vestas would be the Raisa when you don't have the additional factor of a lack of Hargosha. Follow me? He says the lack of Hargosha is what creates Vestas the Rabbanim. Was according to the or none of you know that. Shema Meis Lo Chashinan doesn't come on to a lack of Hargosha as being a necessary principle to prove the point. I is a rov. He says rov will come to it as we go. We'll discuss it from different perspectives. Before we get to that, there's some details. Always details get in the way. Details. Start with a Ramban. I can show it to you in the tour, but in the Ramban it's more clear. Different numbers here. Well, something is a little fishy. Maybe I should show it to you in the tour. If you have a tour, please open up. Simon Kuf Pei Tes Sif Lamed Gimel. In my edition, they have the Tour divided into Sifin. It's towards the end. Okay. Medina Talmud. It starts Lamed Beis over here. Ein oisha kovas vestes bimei nidus v'lo bimei zivus. Right, you know that. You have to wait at least 18 days to have a legitimate period. He gives the examples. He gives certain exceptions. We're not going to this right now. The cost of the Ramban, it's right where the Tzadi Dalet of the Prisha is. Kevash ha'idna nogush l'lahafresh ben yimei nidus l'mei zivus. We make no distinctions whatsoever. We always calculate the Vestas and we disregard Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva. We disregard it. Who's going to make these Cheshbonos? We once went through this before. No one can keep the Cheshbonos when Nida and Ziva are. Okay, forget about it. Very nice. Lefichach, im rosa mechamishas lechamishas are kovel of eses. Im rosa meziva. Our Gemara talks about tetzvav, the tvila, right? But that's what the Ramban says. Now why can't I find the Ramban supposed to be? Tezai? I thought I must have missed it. Oh, Tetzvav. Sorry. Dinat Talmud. This is the quotation. That's Dinat Talmud. Tezayin. Thank you. I must have just looked supposed to use that. Bismana Zeshich Mir Benos Estrol Atzvashal Yom Tzvichas Nimnos Yom Enidus Hachas Yom Shachwein Vechadikah Yom Atzvah Toos Yerali Shekach Dinam Bevesos Shein Kovos Oson Afil Betok Yom Enidah Veziva. Okay. And why must it be the way? What must it be the way? You'll say otherwise. If you matamanik dinza achshav harei echzarta b'nos yisrael limno zayim yiralav dovashek v'nishtakam em legamri. And therefore, 15 to 15, four times, It's a Veses, Chayosim is a Notices, four times. This is a standard sheet of that Haflogan requires four, as opposed to Rabban's own sheet in Chidushim, which he presumably backed out from, it's enough to have three. Just Agav. Yeah. Not sure if that's necessarily connected. Maybe. 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 Good. So far, Abosai, this is the Ramban, it's quoted by the Tur. And so we pass Kan Halacha Lamais. That is a problem. Complicated tshuva. Oh. As you can see, it's a very long tshuva. Not into this. Trying to find what I'm looking for. I'm not finding it. The kids and Nimrits in this tshuva, unless I'm making a mistake, it's a different one. The Noda Behuda seems to ask the following question. It's based upon a Tosfos, Rabosai, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's take a look inside. The Rabaskal Afilu, it's on the Maram Kamis. Give a look, please. Short Tosfos. Afilu Hachim Yimei Tar Limei Tumma Lo Kova. Ein lahakshos, Rabbi Elazar ma kolisha shavulo gimelonos. B'chule, tivdok b'imei tohar, shema tifso gimelonos. No, tochinami b'imei tara l'imei tuma, lo mikwi hafsoka. What you don't see in a certain period of time is irrelevant. Frech no lebihuda, if that's the case, how can you have an akiras avesis? That's a kula. That's a kula, Rabosai. It's a akiras avesis is a kula. So how in the world can we be makil, you know, and say that akiras avesis, even though the akiras avesis may be coming at a time, which is I'm not gonna look. It was gonna come at a time which shouldn't count, because akiras avesis and maybe even shouldn't count. It's an interesting answer. You know why it works? Svek svek. Svek svek. Maybe the Vesis is not a Vesis in the first place. Maybe it's Kovatsa Meziva. And the Ramban says that we don't make any distinctions, so for all we know, a Vesis may not really be a Vesis. Number two, maybe the Akira is Yemei Nida, which would work. And since Vesis is the Rabbanon, we're makel, even though it's what he called a suffix machmas chesoron yediyah. It's a suffix not based on some, because we don't know, because we're not experts, we don't pischenida, we stop being experts in the pischenida. It's going to work since Vesis is the Rabbon. That's the Noda Behuda's terrace of this kash. Interesting. Now, Rabbosai, you have to open the Chavas Das, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sivkot Yud. This is extremely important. We're talking about Akiras Avesis. Three times she didn't see. What do you mean she didn't see? Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkot Yud. It says Beferish in the Mechaber. Sif Test. Shah Noshim is going to be, this is one of the most important Sifim of all. Kuf Pei Dalet Test. We're going to come back to it over and over again. Shah Noshim Tzrichos Bedika Kshegi Aveses Over Aveses Velo Bodka Lord Yisha Tahorim. Says the Chavas Das. Sifkot Yud. What does that mean? Normally, what do you need to uproot a veses? You check three times and it's not there, it's gone. She didn't check at all. She just didn't feel anything. A suffix in Chavez Das. Fine. What does that mean? But look at the Gemara. Take a little background. This is Chazar again. Rabosa opened it up to Zayin and Aleph. That's the main sugya of Veses Zorais. Bloimene Rav Nachman, Veses Zorais for the Rabbonim. Zok Rashi, Veses Zorais for the Rabbonim. Hod the Kaimel under being a Bidika. Keep that in mind. Bishas Vesta. Why? The orach bismano bo. Where is the blood? She saw blood. Where is it? Fell to the ground. The rabban do the atzruhua from lo botka tahora. She didn't check. Because my Vesta, she's the Hora. That's the Gemara Shaila. All right, Vesta's the Raisa, or Vesta's the Rabbona. Okay, fine. So maybe we should say the three times she had a Vesta, she didn't feel three times in a row. So it's Nekar. It's Nekar. Maybe she saw without Hargosha. Well, if that happened, it's not anything on a level of Doraisa. On a level of Doraisa, you require a Hargosha. That's it. Fine. So, it would only be the Rabbanan. Even the Ma'adam Bevesis Doraisa, at most it could be as the Rabbanan in this case. Or we could say it's the Chavaz Das, according to the Chavaz Das, that when it comes to Taharos, we're not learning Taharas too much this year, but it comes up a little bit here and there. Even on the Avta Zion itself, it comes up. Mokor Makomo Tome. A complicated story. And even Dam Beli Hargosha, which is irrelevant for, on a level of Doraisa for the woman herself, may be relevant for the Taharas, the Truma that she touches. This is what the Chavaz Das presumably is basing himself on. So what's Takanah Din? So before we go any further, I would like to read you something from the Chazon Ish. Simen Pei, Sifkot and Tetzvav. Chavaz Das is assuming if there's no Argosha, there's no problem. On level of the Raisa anyway. Umashakosav Chavaz Das, Manama Vesis Doraisa, Haida the Hashina de Rosa below Argosha, Utmeh de Rabona. And a move on. Lama Nochosh de Rosa Blagosha, Akashirova Gorias Bragosha. Venere, the Lamandioma Vesis Doraisa, Ena Kovas Vesis Beria Bushlo Bragosha. Shalo Bragosha near the Lord of Fize. If you're off, you saw the kolsh kein lochish l'riyash lo bargosha machmas aveses shrei aveses hichzik liros riya gemura dana bargosha. She saw three times in a row with argosha. It's mapetom, but she should see now without argosha. V'yod. Mekitza. This is what the Chazon Ish says. No, veses doraisa. It's only with Argosha. I shouldn't feel it. Must be we're afraid of what? Argusha Velava Daito. Argusha Velava Daito. And there's an Easter Deraisa to the husband. Not only for Taras. If you look at Rashi, gentlemen, look at Rashi. Vesas Deraisa to Rabbanan. Hoda Kaimlan de Bina Bidika Bishas Vesa Deraisa. Why Deraisa? Quoted the Chavis Das, no Argusha. What me worry? There's no possibility of a Doraisa with no Argusha. So Chavis Das said, then what kind of Doraisa? It must be, no. The Pshad will worry about Argusha Malava Daita. That's what you have to suggest. That's what you have to say. What will the Chavis Das do with this Gemara? Presumably he'll say, has something to do with Taras. Taras, he said before, the Mokka Mokka Matame, we have a principle of Tumah even without any Hargosha. Take a look in Rashi Choseshesh. Rashi's fourth narrow line. Choseshesh is the Vesta, but Choseshesh is the Riyosa. It means Vant Vesta, Kona, Meis, Lies, Shariyosa, Metamina, Taras, the Vesta of Elech, the Vesta of Elech, the Morach Mizman Abba. We're talking about Taras. Taras is very present in the sugi over here. Tumah and Afreya are talking about Taras. So perhaps we're only discussing a case of Taras. That's presumably what the Chavis Das would say. It's interesting. There's another Rashi. Samach Hei Amon Aleph. Take a look. Rashi says somewhere, that is so valid. Rashi seems to say somewhere that there's an issue as follows. You need a bedika to be oker revesis. Oh, you need a bedika. Without a bedika, we're not oker revesis. Where are we? Finding it right now. We have the Rashi on the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. The Eina Metaheres Metaves Hashitokal Gimel and Gimel Pumim. So Rashi over there says, and why? Look at Rashi says. So Asuruk Yemeves Hashemetira, but look at Likutei Rashi. It's so I'm not finding it. The last line of the Kudei Rashi in Samach Gimel Beis. Afilu neka pamayim shebodka the beis vessels larosa v'shinser v'yosol la'el mache beis acha beis pamim filu machach zekina vessel shegia v'im lo bodka tmeya doroch b'zman abo. So Rashi seems to be saying that the way to get out of a b'oka v'vessels is by bedika. Pasha p'shan Rashi. Bedika. You need a bedika, no bedika. You cannot get out. Akira is only with a bedika. That's a push-up shop in the words of Rashi. Okay, the question of course becomes, according to whom did Rashi say that? Did Rashi say it the Mandava Vesas Daraisa? Or did Rashi say the Mandava Vesas Darabana? We pass the Vesas as Darabana. Would Rashi then still say need a bedika? Maybe Rashi only said it Lamandi Omar. That Vestos is Doraisa. They would prove nothing. Let's see if we can find something. Here we go. The Lobot Kutmeya. Koshali. Dozel Einol Hilchasa, the Kamlan Vesas the Rabbana, Vim Avra Vesel Abodka Tahora. Habla the Rashi the Midka, Nafkamina the Einol Neka, the Pamacha, the Svichel Achasha, Shasushan Bosa Ona, Achakamena Gimel Pamim. So Rabbi Kivegas mashma a little bit that it depends upon Vesas the Rice the Rabbana. Maybe Rashi holds on for the Rice. We pass this to Rabbana, so you wouldn't need a Bedika. Bekitsa, do you need a Bedika to uproot? Or not? Yes or no? Where do you get it from? The Pashtus is The Rashi, the last three words are not printed in the Likutei Rashi. The Orach Bizman Oba. Orach Bizman Oba is the Mandama Daraisa. Right? Right or wrong? Ah, that's part of the problem. We should get to the Gemara soon. The Gemara is an expression over here. Look very carefully, please. Look very carefully. The Gemara is enough. Tazayim and Alf. Explaining the Shita of Vestas is the Raisa. Lesha Orech Bizman Abba. Labor Vestas Kamifli. Masama the Raisa. And the Raisa means that Shmuel Shita, that Orech Bizman Abba. The problem is not only did Rishonim use that expression very loosely, even though we don't pass the Vestas the Raisa, but the Gemara used the expression. Samach Dalim and Beis. Stama the Gemara. Remember, Nesia mentioned, Mesha Orach Bizman Abba. This is your papa speaking Aloha Lamaisa. Right? It's actually really coming from a Brysa. Stama the Brysa. Stama the Brysa holds that Vestas is the Raisa. Why do we pass this to Rabbana? So Poshup Shaz is sort of a borrowed phrase. It's a borrowed phrase. They were talking about Easter of Prisha. Right? Easter of Prisha. Whereas in Avtez Zayim are talking about Lishavar. Now, if preachers don't rise, there's not a Behuda, it's even better. Or a Chashulchan, or the Tiferes Yisrael. Even if it's the Rabbanon, the preacher, but nonetheless, we can use the expression Oroch Bizman Abba with respect to preacher, even though we would not accept it with respect to the past tense, enough to Zayin and Manav. Fine. Now, Rabbosai, back to the Shulchan Aruch again. Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Tes. We keep coming back over and over again to this same Sif. Please look inside. Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Tes. Very critical. It's such a critical Sif. Watch what it says. Shar Noshim. What means Shar Noshim? Now she's not in the machbeh, she's not pregnant, she's not nursing. I'm a woman. Tzrichos bedika kshiagia aveses. The simple read, they must do bedika when the veses comes. Over aveses v'lo botka, v'lo irgisha, tohora below bedika. Okay, l'chadchila yes, but b'di'evet no. V'yesh omrim, she'asura ad she'tivdok. Im yesh la veses kavua. Oh, shuyom shloshim afapi shena kavua. Because on a ben, this is the status of veses kavua as well. Says Rama Bachi Nog, v'cheinu lekamon simen kuf pei tes. What do you mean lekamon? Who said lekamon? Says the shach sif dalet ayin shom. Okay, gentlemen, shach is ayin shom. Let's be my ayin shom. Kuf pei tes sif dalet. What does it say there? Who pay test if doubt? There's a difference in Odia Shilman Kvasal Sholosh Pamim, the law Kvasal Sholosh Pamim. Shakavua, we call Vesas Kavua, Afal Pisha Avro, O Noso Valor Hirgisha, Asura the Shamesh Achetivdog, Vitim Sitahora. Whoa! That's like the Yesho Rim! Back in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, but isn't there a klal and psak when the mechaber had his Ike is here, klal and mechaber? He says shita and yesh omim. We always follow the first shita, right? Stama, but not over here. Here he says in Kuf Pei Tes Siv Dalet, Maran Bet Yosef himself has an opinion which seems to be completely dependent upon the second opinion, as the Rambam himself points out. He's quoting the mechaber. That's Vesas Kavua. Now, of course, Shlok Kavasa Shalosh Pamim. Megias man vesis lo batka v'lo rosa came and showed her on osa muteris on the benis shil shoshniyo dina kavesis kavua Rashba. Wow, this is a stira in the mechaber, because in Kuf Pei Dalet quotes two opinions and only yeshamim luchumra, but in Kuf Pei Tes if Dalet, interesting, Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, easy to remember. It's a stira. Let's do it in the Mechaber. Which way is it? What's the main sheet? A serious question. Serious question. Now, of course, notice that in both places he says v'lo hergisha. I mean, that the Aruch HaShulchan made a big deal out of v'lo hergisha. Question becomes, Rabbi Osai, the Chavos Das has a suffix. Let's go back to the Chavos Das. Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Kot Yud. Read it one more time. Chavos Das Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Kot Yud. Nistapakti Im Avro Legim Apomim Yom Avest Vlo Hergisha Im Neker Avest Pekach. No Bedika. No Bedika. That's the Chavos Das a suffix. Okay? That's a suffix. Okay, gentlemen, that's a suffix. According to which sheet is it misupik? I'm asking a question. He's going on the first sheet, right? What did Mechava say? Shanoshim tzrichas bedika. Shegi avesis. Over avesis v'lo batka, v'lo gisha, tahora v'lo bedika. Frekt chavas asa shayla. Very nice. She's tahora without a bedika. But does that count to knock out the vessels as well? Is it okay or is it not okay? It's just a tie. It's not okay. You don't have to worry about it. It's not okay. Well, no, maybe it is okay. According to the first day, the Chavos Das is mesupik. What about according to the second day? If yesh omrim shasurah shetivdoch im yesh vessels kavua, or 30 days. So it's arguable, according to the second day, you certainly would need a bedika to uproot the vessels. The Chavos Das has no sveikus whatsoever. That's what the Sefer Pardes Rimonim says. And he asks the Kash, if that's the case, Chavos Das has a suffix here. Kuv Pei Dalet Sif Koton Yud. Okay? And has he resolved the suffix? L'chumra. Lo Nekar. L'chumra. The Vessus is not, I mean, everything's Chumra Nekula. But the Vessus is not Nekar without a Benika. She didn't feel. That's not what the Chaznish said. Chaznish said he's afraid Argosh lo adaita. He's only worried about Rosa below Argosh. To Rabbanim. From Avra below Botko, Atzim Muteres below Bedika, Mai. There's a fancy reason we're not going to go into right now. Skip a little bit. Aval inyan akira v'kikul aveses lo samchina nahod lo agasha. Why? Devari arminon b'koach hazog of the veses shirasa afila below agasha. Teda. Toleman diom aveses do raisa fila botka achakach umotza tohora tmeo. Kibu benid after zayim misor. Vamai. Holo agisha. El armino in machmas chazoko de vestas to rosa. Afilu lo agisha. Yeah. It's irrelevant for the husband and wife. You're right. Utmea de koma hosam haina le taris. This is the Chavos Das' opinion. Oh. Fine, that's his opinion. Skipping a little bit. And the next paragraph. Shekosav. Davka im botka v'lo rosa eina chol sheshes v'vesta. Mashra lo botka. Lo neker avesta shem lo agasha v'cheinu betur simen kuf peites gabi hefsika v'lo rosa t'min davka bedika v'chein kosav haramban b'hilchosav perakei halacha chof v'chein mucha mikol haposkim. Okay, let's take a look at perakei halacha chof. Yes.
Is it price or not against the Pesach Yuba in terms of
what the Chavos Das is going on? Just because
you at the end of
Yerchas
says
near Kitzas
that he's
dafka
tamar
vessels
kavua, and he says if I care about
vessels
ain't kavua, maybe you wouldn't even
need
a
klal.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about vessels kavua. It's okay. We talk about Bessus Kavua. That's for the moment. Is this, are these numbers off again?
Yeah.
So that's why I keep getting thrown off. Where's it really? Yutes? Thank you. Off by one, right? Keeping off by one. Havesis a kavua choseshes lo at sheyoka bimeda shalosh problem. Bibdika! Bibdika! Here's a question. If the Pardes Rimonim is correct, that the Chavas Das's Shaila was only quoted the first day in the Mechaber, how can he quote the Ramban? As a proof, the Ramban holds, presumably with Sisun, like the second day in the Mechaber. If he didn't do a check at the time of the Vesis, she's Asura until she does a check. So that for sure, we should be Machmir. That's the question which is asked. Wow. Now, it's interesting. Well, the Indian, the last line, Mashechem B'Shach Sivkon Chav Gimel. What was he Machen? You have to know what he says. The Mechaber said, Rabosai, the second day in the Mechaber, Yesh Omri Hasura Asher Tivdok. Tivdok when? So the Shach is Machmir, you have to do a Bedika either during the Shas Vesta or immediately thereafter. Immediately thereafter. What's immediately mean? He tells you the same Chavas Das a little bit earlier, paragraph of Nira. What does it mean? Nira imlo ova shir vesta mavua besimen kuf tzadi sif nun aleph somach levesta. It's mamish a few seconds. How long should take a reach under the pillow and take a cloth and put it inside and check? Matter of seconds. It's called osiyom in a different context. All right. So the Shach calls a Bach who's Machmir that if you don't do the Bedika during the owner's, that's what you're supposed to, you have to do it immediately after the owner's over. Mamash within a few seconds. No, ain't the Hachmir Kokach, Bevestus Rabbona. Came the Afim Ross of Lord Gosh and Gamkain, we'll have it back with the Rabbona. The whole thing is the Rabbona on top of the Rabbona, and therefore he is Mekil in this Shaila. In the Shaila. Fine. That's the case for both sites. We have to have a bedika later on. Apparently, we assume for this purpose that she did not feel. There's no hargosha. So perhaps we can suggest, if that's the case, the Chavas Das had a good suffix. Maybe if we assume the halacha that there was no hargosha and it happened three times, so it's completely uprooted. Completely uprooted. That's the assumption. Fine. Chavas Das ends up being Machmir. You need an actual Bedika. Actual Bedika. Okay? A Bedika. A Bedika. Oh, you need Dafka Bedika. Okay? So, why are we make a little bit? He wants to know why is Muteris Labala, the Parakum of Ozeh. Not going to the whole product. We'll come to all this later on. After counting Muteras Lebaila near our time, came and betrayed the Rabbanon. Number one, versus the Rabbanon. Vafilim Rosa below our Gosha, come get it to me with the Rabbanon. Oh, it's a double the Rabbanon. There's no Agosha. If she actually saw, it's the Rabbanon. Right? And number two, versus the Rabbanon. Who said she saw? So double the Rabbanon, Rabbo said. Double the Rabbanon. That's what we'll make a halacha l'maisa. That's what we'll make a halacha l'maisa. That's what he says. Double the Rabbanon. But it's not Nekar. Fine. It's interesting, gentlemen. Take a look at the Pesach Tshuva again. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. This time turn to Sivkot Yud Ches. This Sivkot is one of the most unbelievable Sivkot we're going to see. Kuf Pei Dalet Sivkot Yud Ches. You can hold on to the side of your chair. Okay, it's going on our favorite Siv. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. We can over Chafochba Vafochba the Kulaba. Hirgisha. What does it say? Lo batka lo hargisha. Bim batka asa v'nevar ha'eid. Oh, man. She checked, and the cleaner lady threw it out. I've had this tale of woe so many times. It is proverbial cleaner, or the actual cleaner. Somebody threw it out. I don't think it's a shade, so it must be a real cleaning lady. She threw out the. What's going on over here? I can't tell you how many times I've got the shower. Threw it out. Okay. Asura, the shuv leka raya meha de lohe gisha, the savra hagosha edu. The koshkei the mishlicha pasha ba'avedas ha'ed da'asura. So forth. Who said so? Chavaz das sivkoton yud alef. Let's take a look. This came from yud. Turn to yud alef. The stapakti came in the ikar ahead to mikoch l'regisha im kein imbot gas the b'shatz veses v'never ha'ed the shuv leker raya mehod lo argusha. Why? The emer hagoshas ed avoy. Can I mean a fresh perik haroa kesem after nuzayin amud beis? It should be after the tzmeya. But tzarachin, what's a nuzayin amud beis? This is one of the most, I would have to say, maybe the most important daf in the whole mesechta. But we're saving it for a way. It's complicated. We're not learning it yet. But what it says over here is Amash Shmuel, just some comic attractions. But kakak olam v'yoshvah le'a motza dam le'a Torah. Shneva b'vsara, atcha tagish b'vsara. Ma has three kashas. Osa tzrocheha, aid, and nimsa shalom after tashmish. And all three of the one gives a similar teretz. Liolam the agusha. I'm reading with for the small vavas. Liolam the agusha. V'emer agusha smei raglayim havoy. Right, same thing. Liolam the agusha. V'emer agusha smei havoy. Liolam, where's the third one? Liolam Nagasha. Em Hagosha Shamashava. That's the fourth wide line. All these cases, there could be confusion in Hagosha's Nidam Nida and three other phenomena. Now, we're not going to go into what Hagosha's Bizman Azeh, what it was Bizman Gemara. It's complicated. That's what it says. So the Chavaz Das correctly states, if Hagosha's aid is can be mixed up with Hagosha's dam, so if she did have a bedik with an aid and it got lost, we have to be machmir. Maybe she had Hagosha at that very moment and she was confused with Hagosha's aid. So suggests the Chavaz Das here in Sivkoton Yudalf. Okay? Wow. That's what he says. Okay. We're back. We're reading Pesachei Teshuvah. That's what we got over here. Let's just read Pesachei Teshuvah. I both say again, Kuf Pei Dalet Pesachei Teshuvah Sivkot Yudches. This is you're not going to believe this, but you got to read it, right? Ulefizehu Adin. I mean, hold on to the side of the chair. In Bishaz Vesta Hitila Mayan. If by chance she went to the bathroom that day, what was this, Paro? Paro used to hold it in, right? Gam came to Meya Kisha Ova Havesis Velo Botka Velo Gisha. The Ema Argosha, for Sova Agosha Smera Glaimu. The May Time of the Safta Lia Resh Simit Kuf Pe Gimel. The Rosa Akra Tolos Smera Glaim. Aflo Agosha with the Rice of Tzorachin. This is not the Chavaz Das, the Pesachei Teshuvah speaking. It's an impossibility. Impossible to go to the bathroom a whole day? What is this? Push it to cause a filu in bot atzmach or vessel matzatora gamken tmeya came in the chashina de bishas vesta ross all the aid all the falorets lo agosh and the serva agosh's aid omerag laimu. Unbelievable, unreal, unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Chavasas never said it. I'll ask, but he said it by aid. What's the difference between aid and merag laim? It seems to equate them. So without going into the fact that they may not be a perfect equation, we'll have to wait till we learn that Gemara, which will take quite a while till we get there. But some achronas say no. How they put it? Ain donin. How should we say it? E-efshar, me-efshar. Opposite of the Gemara. What's ain donin, efshar, me-efshar? Ain donin. How do we say it? Ain donin, efshar, me-efshar. In other words, yevsha meyevsha. In other words, like this. The case of he lost an eight bedika, no, it's your fault. They can be machmor on you. But we can't be machmor if you went to the bathroom. That's a kind of possibility. So there'll never be a case, and it's going to be all over. That's what some achronos say. The Chavos Das never said it. Pesachei Shuvah suggested it. It simply cannot be true. Right? Just keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. Well, comes out as follows. A little bit further. Olkot of a Chavos Das. Im Abba give a pama of your own vesta, velo bodka, velo regisha, lo meker vesta. That's his maskana. It'd be super, that's his maskana. Chene b'yemtza shalosh pamim. No. Lo bodka, velo regisha, b'yom ha-veses, mitztare faril shachakach, sheros yom ha-veses, legimel pam, lekviyas ves, ayin sham. What does it mean? You saw twice you saw on the 10th of the month. The next month you didn't see, you didn't check anything. Then the fourth month you saw again, 10th of the month. It's Mitzurif. Mitzurif. The Nirikzas. The Dafka versus Kavua. Lo Mega Mechai Gavno. Benche Kavua Betchila. Benche Nasa Kavua. They'd see for Rios Shachakach. What's the cost of the Chavis Das and the Biru? Termina Mikoa Chazaka. The Vestas Shara Safila below Hagosha. Avol vesesh eda kavua, the miyaka bepam achas. Evshe the neka gam bechiyagav. Then there was a aid got lost or things of this nature. Okay, ad kan rabosai pischei tshuva. So one part is totally unbelievable, but the rest you have to pay careful attention to. A practical to the Chavos Das. The problem is a chashash that she rosa beli argosha, and bepshuto. That's exactly why. It's not necker. It's tapakti chavos das. I didn't check, and then I didn't see, I didn't feel. No, maybe you saw below hagosha, and you saw below hagosha. That itself would be a problem, and therefore you have to always worry about that possibility. And that's why the mere fact that you didn't have hagosha is not enough to uproot the vessels. Fine. Maybe she saw. She said, "Have an agosha." Another possibility is no. This is reminiscent, gentlemen, of our old Shimon Akiyam days. Some said Shimon Akiyam, as long as she feels focus, chasam sofa, you focus, no agosha, you're out of the woods. No, you need a positive biru. You need an actual bedika. That's why v'sofra lo, in the case of Shimon Akiyam, which we spoke about way back when, and here too. You want to be okar veses, you have to have a positive biru by a check that period of time, and there's nothing on it. In addition, you make the following questions. Why are you mutter to your husband? Cheskas kashas, cheskas tahara. But to uproot a veses, cheskas kashas won't help. So therefore, it's not a brood unless you have an actual bedika. No. Fine. Listen carefully. What about the chazakas? Chazakas only work where there's no biru. There's no biru. We mentioned before the right from the Ramban. Bedika. Bibdika. That's important. Only Bibdika. The Chavos Das went a step further and he thinks that if, let's chazer again, you see 1 month, 2 months, the third month there's no check, and the fourth month she sees that day, it's also considered to be a Vestas Kavua. So wrote the Chavos Das. Baruch HaShulchan says no. Da. Afa gav dar minik shav avaz veslo bot kav lor gisha tohoro mikom gol inyin akiras avesis lor minik kei. Kloma, if I can give a pomish and give my vessels a lo bot kav lor gisha, any vest nekab akach. Elim kei bot kav is my vesta But the Chavas Das added something. What's a hachmer? Hachmer is not a veses. A veses is considered a kula. You can back and forth. Again, Nisan, Iyar, you see a day of the month. Sivan, you don't see, you don't check, nothing. And then Tammuz is exactly the same day of the month. Chavas Das says that's a veses kavua. You know, Choshulchan said it's not true. He said it's not true. It's just not true. It's not true. Now, if it is true, if the Chavas Das is right, there's a kasha. I'm not sure if you have the sefer or not. Let's take a look. Yes. What? Don't tell me. So near yet so far. True is based on we only have chelik orachai. Now that's criminal. That's criminal. They already have it. Oh, come on. To be orachai? No, it's in your day. What's this? It's not doing anything. Look for your day. I can't show it to you. I wanted to. I can't show it to you. The Beis Shlomo and Yerodeya Simcha of Zion is the following question. We have a general rule of the Chashash of Vesta Shena Kavua is what we call Shema Tikba. So how in heaven's name can you be Oker of Vesta Shena Kavua with one time? We saw the Gemara of Samach Dalam and Aleph. How? She'll skip that time. But she's the next 2 months, she'll see the same day it's going to go back. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. She saw Pesach, Tesvav Nisan. And she said she saw Tesvav Iyar. Tesvav Sivan, didn't see, done. Nekar. How can it be Nekar? How can it be Nekar? If you see Tesvav Tammuz, you end up with the Vesas. Oh. It's a problem. Serious problem. So Rosh Hashanah says it's not true for that very same reason. That's exactly why it's not true. Rosh Hashanah says it's not true for that very reason. Look, Echad Tzavon LaHakodem, Hanigim Pam Mechzil La Torah, Hefzik Miyahavi. I'm out of time. That's the problem, gentlemen. Tomorrow we'll continue these important inyanim. We're making slow but steady progress in Hilchos Vestas. You make slow but steady progress in the Rambam Kamos, and we'll see who wins. We'll see who wins. A race.
Okay.
Ah, maybe we have a vest.